So we're having a special class now on the end of our parasha, the story of Aaron, Miriam, and Hashem's appearance upon them after Aaron and Miriam speak inappropriately of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Medrash at the end of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer is one of the most ancient Midrashim that we have. It was compiled during the period of the end of the second Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus is the prime compiler of this Midrash, which places it long before the era of the Mishnah. For we know Rebbe, who compiled the Mishnah, was over a century after the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. Rebbe was a disciple of a disciple of a disciple of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, who compiled this Midrash, was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, who was the Rebbe of Rabbi Meir, who was the Rebbe of Rebbe to a little bit more Rebbe's Rebbeim. So we were dealing with a few generations before Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. And the Medrash, as is the nature of Medrash, goes off on tangents all the time. And the Medrash has a central framework, which is the description of the 8 or 9 or 10 times that Hashem came down to planet Earth. And every time the Medrash says, this is the first time Hashem came down, and then it goes off on a long, long, long tangent after the first time for chapters and chapters and chapters. And then it says, now the second time the Shekhinah came down to planet Earth. And it goes on a tangent for ages. And then the third time, etc. So that's really the Medrash. Meaning many Midrashim have this theme that leads through the Medrash. And the Medrash will go chapters before it goes back and says, now the second. And now the third. The Midrashim have orders. And different Midrashim took on different styles. So you have Midrashim that revolve around books, like the Medrash Shmuel. You have a Medrash on the book of Shmuel, a Medrash on the book of Mishle, a Medrash on the book of Tehillim. You have the Medrash Tanchuma, which goes in the order of Parashiyot. So different Midrashim have different orders. You have the Psikta, which goes in the order of the unique weeks of the year. Shabbat Agadol, yeah. Shabbat Chazon. The Psikta goes in the order of the unique weeks of the year. Shabbat Shira. So Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the final chapter is the 8th descent that Hashem came down to planet Earth. Yerida Shminit, and here again there are different versions in the Medrash. It's not clear if we're missing a few chapters, it should really say number 8 or number 9. But the 8th descent that Sheyarad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'ol Moed, that Hashem came to the Ol Moed at the end of our Parsha, Shneimar, as the Torah says, Vayered Hashem Amudei Anan, Hashem descended with a pillar of cloud, Vayamot Petach HaOil, and Hashem stood at the entrance to the tent, Vayikra, and Hashem called out, Aaron uMiriam, Vayetzu Shneihem, so the two of them, Aaron and Miriam, came out. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem set Aaron, kol amsaper lashon hara, in lo refuah. If someone says lashon hara, they have no cure. Really, you're finished, Hashem says to Aaron and Miriam. You said lashon hara, so the death penalty should strike. Al achiv ben avi veimo, al achat kama vechama. If someone speaks badly about their closest relative, then even more so that they should have no cure. Ka'as aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was angry at Aaron and Miriam. V'nistalek me'al ha'oil. And then Hashem distanced himself from that tent. Dichtiv v'icharaf Hashem bam v'yelach. Hashem expressed his anger to them and left. Miyad nitztare'a Miriam. Right away, Miriam broke out in tzaras, this white blemish. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Im yiyeh gam Aaron mitzorayim, ken gadol ba'al mum yechol akiv al gabei ha-mizbeach. If Aaron too will be blemished, so then a Kohen Gadol who is blemished, he can't bring sacrifices on the altar. Ela yireh ba'achoto v'yitztair. Rather, the punishment of Aaron will be that he will see, he will be the Kohen who has to check out his sister, We know that when someone gets tzaras, so a kohen has to come and see the tzaras. The idea of the kohen is that the kohen represents peace. The idea of the kohen is that the kohen speaks positively. Aaron HaKohen, who represents Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, he's going to come and see his own sister's tzaras, and he will be pained by it, because he too is a partner in that tzaras. Shenemar v'yifen Aaron en Miriam. Aaron turned to Miriam, Malach Aaron etzel Moshe. Aaron now is stuck. What's he supposed to do? He who's supposed to represent peace and reinstate peace between Jews and reinstate peace between Jews and their Father in Heaven. Aaron's task in this world is peace. So now Aaron can't do his duties. So Aaron goes to Moshe. Amar lo Adoni Moshe, Master Moshe, you're our teacher. Enachim itpashim el tocha mavet. Brothers, don't separate unless there's death. It's a rule in life. You heard it here first. I gave you a Brooklyn accent. You can feel it home.
Say it again.
You heard it here first. Yes. Blood is thicker than water. The Medrash says, brothers don't separate unless through death. We can lead different lives. We can be very different. We can have different values. But at the end of the day, brothers don't separate if not for death. As the verse says in Hosea, Ki hu venachim yafri, achoteinu ad shei b'chayim nitparsha mimenu kamavet. Aaron tells Moshe, but what's about to happen now? Miriam's going to be outside of the camp. We won't be able to take care of her. It's as though she's dead. If you let this go on, so we've lost Miriam. So Aaron approaches Moshe, and he says, I need you. And so Moshe was appeased with what Aaron had said. Aaron was coming and telling him, brothers don't separate if not through death. And Moshe was appeased. What does that mean? So I want to suggest that what it means is Aaron told him, we spoke inappropriately, but we were connected to you when we spoke. We spoke out of love. We were wrong. But brothers don't separate without death. We didn't separate from you. We spoke wrongly, but we spoke out of love. To my mind, this is the most difficult parsha in the Torah. If there is one mitzvah that I find to be the hardest mitzvah in the Torah, it is what we learn at the end of this week's parsha. A brother and a sister are concerned about their little brother Moshe. Their little brother Moshe seems to be making a mistake that could destroy his marriage. And they get together to talk about Moshe. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you shouldn't have spoken about Moshe. Your attitude in speaking about him was an assumption that you understand him and that he is like you. And in so doing, you actually spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe. When the Torah teaches us this level of sensitivity to Lashon Hara, the Torah is giving us a tremendously high level to aspire to. How often do we think, if it's my brother, I can speak freely about him? If it's my child, I can speak freely about him? If it's my parent, I can speak freely about them? We feel this certain license to speak about other people, especially when they're close to us, as though we tell ourselves, but I love him, and I'm not just speaking badly about him, it reflects on me. Obviously, I don't mean bad. Now, Aaron and Miriam were the pious of the pious. And still, Hashem takes them to serious task over it. To the point where Hashem says, Miriam does not deserve to live. It will be Moshe's prayer that will save her life. But Miriam is on death row at this point. Aaron comes pleading with Moshe. And Moshe gets appeased. So you see, on some level, Moshe was hurt. And Moshe prayed over her.